I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A famine-like situation in India is being caused by a rat infestation. Because they're considered a deity, they've been allowed to wipe out the rice harvest. Bibles for the World's Rachunga Pandite says 5,800 Christian families are on the verge of starvation. The situation is forcing Bibles for the World to provide relief.
10,000 bags of rice every month to keep them alive. $45 every month will buy a bag of rice, and then $545 will supply enough rice for the family for a whole year.
Next, Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan says the reality of HIV/AIDS is hard to deny when you see furniture stores in Africa selling child-sized coffins. Even having a family member with AIDS significantly diminishes the opportunities a child has for education and other resources. Homan says this brokenness is a starting point for evangelism.
When you look at HIV/AIDS and you look at the devastation that it brings, it creates very real, very tragic brokenness. In that, there is an opportunity for hope to shine, even in the midst of darkness.
And the theme for World AIDS Day is leadership. Leadership must be demonstrated in order to get ahead of the disease. International AIDS Milton Amayan says they're working to get clean water to HIV/AIDS sufferers. Through their response, they're sharing the living water, too.
People living with HIV are the margins of society. Just the mere fact that our partners in the field are reaching out to them is already a demonstration of God's love. And often there is a necessity for these individuals to receive a message of hope.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.